NHL All-Star Game debacle that has gone on in the last week or so, and I wanted to have you weigh in. I'm sure a lot of people are interested in what you think about what happened there, or you know what you know might have happened with the John Scott. And for people who don't know, John Scott, of course, voted in by the fans as a captain in the All-Star Game, which is a 3-on-3 thing, and just recently traded to the Montreal organization, put down in the AHL, and now ineligible. Is that how I understand it, Coach, according to the NHL, because he's not on a roster?
Right, and because of the conference shift from, I think, the West to the East, and Phoenix doesn't have a player in. I think you need one player from every team, and yeah, it's a tough situation. Obviously, we saw John out in Phoenix when we were out there for the tournament, and you know, he was in a good mood, you know, good spirits about the All-Star game and really looking forward to it. And you know, I mean, the NHL put a system in place, and you know, the system ran its course, and John got voted in. And it's just unfortunate that it smells fishy. It looks, you know, it doesn't look good that you know, a couple weeks before the game, he's been traded. So I hope the players' union steps in and does something about it. I told someone the other day, I hope all the players boycott the game. Just say, you know, we're not going. I mean, we have a system in place. I mean, it's not right, you know, that this should happen like it does. And even if he is traded conferences, that he should go and get a chance to play, or at least participate in the skills competition, whatever it might be. I mean, I just think the NHL comes off looking real bad in this situation. And, you know, they had a system in place, and maybe, you know, they didn't get the results they wanted,
sure,
or whatever.
Goof. It's a goof, but he knows, you know, that, and he's going along with it.
It happened last year, too, with the kid out of Buffalo. So, you know what? Just own up, let him play. And I think he was the most, what was it, either on Twitter, Facebook, or somewhere, that, you know, top five names searched or whatever. Maybe it's on Yahoo or somewhere. Incredible. So yeah, They've created a lot of buzz about the game, and I think a lot more people would be interested
totally
in watching
agree.
The game.
Right.
They should have used this as a good PR
marketing
yeah. thing more than they are now. I mean, play, there'd be more fans watching to see if he did grab Jaromir Jagr and throw him around a little bit. So, but it's just too bad. I mean, it's, you know, in the big scheme of the world, is this really going to disrupt everything?
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's just too bad that, you know, it just didn't run its course. They let him play. And if they made the trade, fine. We'll just say, hey, he's going to be at the All-Star game regardless. Throw Shane Doan or Max Domi or Tobias Ryder or somebody in the game from Phoenix, and you know, have one more guy. No big deal. I mean, and John's a likable guy, a great guy, and he gets it. He understands it. So just I hope things work out for John, and that he gets an opportunity to go down there and enjoy the experience.
That the fans
put him into.
Right. And he
it's nothing John did. I mean, right. It's not his fault. I mean,
that's the thing.
You know, he's the one who's you know, unfortunately, you know, he's losing out on this, and it's too bad the NHL doesn't have foresight to really use this to their advantage and spin it and you know, do it differently. I mean, so thumbs down to the National Hockey
League. Yeah, well, I haven't heard anybody that's happy about this whole situation. And we do know that the NHL went to him and asked him to step down, correct?
Well, I think between Phoenix and the NHL, yeah, they might have asked him to. But you know what? I think John got so much positive feedback and asked for a lot of feedback from other people. And I think everything was positive. Like, John, go enjoy the experience, you know? I mean, and I think that's what he intended to do. And the fans wanted him there, so... Anyway, but great guy, and I hope it all works out for him. And I know his wife's due here with twins, and
yeah, that's the other thing.
Want to wish them all the best with that.
Yeah, she's very, very close too, isn't she?
Yes, yeah, I believe she is. So I hope they get to enjoy the experience.
All right, Coach. So we have a off week coming up here, and how do you orchestrate practice schedules now? And how hard will you work the guys in the next couple of weeks here?
Well, we'll work them pretty good. You know, obviously there'll be some guys who need some time off because of the bumps and bruises. We'll have a couple days off worked into our schedule. You know, when you're not playing, when you have a couple weeks like that, you can lose the intensity in practice. And we want to make sure we guard against that, where we have good intensity, good hard work days, and that we get something out of it. And one of our deals is, what are you going to get better at today? You know, one thing that you're going to try to improve every day in practice. So that'll be the theme, and we'll make sure we remind our players that they get better at something, but gives us an opportunity to get back in the weight room. We haven't had a regular scheduling the weight room for, boy, almost 2 months now. So I know Tyler Shalast is, he was all excited. He couldn't wait. He was just commenting on that Saturday. Can't wait to get them because they'll get in there three times this week, which normally it's only two. So there's a lot of things we can do. To have a good week to get ready to play for Bowling Green. And then we'll throw some tweaks in there that we haven't had a lot of time to practice on, whether it's face-offs or power play or some penalty killing or just even some systems that we think we're going to need to incorporate against a good Bowling Green team. So, we'll schedule it with, we'll give them the right amount of time off, hopefully, and then, they'll be anxious to play and get ready to go to Bowling Green.
I know it doesn't mean anything, but it does to us, the fans. And, we were just outside of the top 20 last week in the USCHO.com right. Top 20. Gut feeling, do you think that the coaches will get us in the top 20 this week?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah, we should be. But, who knows? I don't know. It's a bunch of college coaches voting. So, look, hey, Derek, that says it all, doesn't it? So, and actually, I get a vote in that, too. So, and it's hard to vote. It really is. It's hard to compare leagues, Yeah. And and I'd put our team against anybody in the nation. I really would, we can compete. And that's the hard part is you don't get a, and I can understand people's frustration with a pairwise because it's really hard to compare teams, head to head, and there's a lot of parity in college hockey. But our league is good. I would like to see some teams come and have to play in our league, and with the travel and with the way the teams play and so hard, they work so hard and play so hard. It'd be interesting, and I'm glad you brought the fans up. I mean, I thought they, were outstanding this weekend, especially Saturday, given the weather. If I were a fan, I might have just said the heck with it and listen to you and watch the Packer game. But I just want to thank them. And that really shows to me, the commitment and the support and that our fans have and how they enjoy the game. And I can't say enough about how much that means to our players and our staff. And it's recognized. And I just want to big shout out to our fans for their support and what a great event after the game. I think we had like 200 to 250 kids out there, junior hockey kids and people just out on the ice after the game and taking pictures and meeting our players and getting autographs and what a great turnout. And it just was a great night. It was a great night. And I just love how hardy people are up here and a little bit of weather, two feet of snow is not going to deter us. I just think that's fantastic. And thank you, a heartfelt thank you to our fans. I really appreciate that, and our students, and for the support that they've given our team this year. And we've got five games left, regular season games, so get your tickets. We're excited about the schedule. We're excited where we're at, and I know our guys are anxious to play and play hard and play the right way. They're excited right now. They think after this weekend we got a real chance. You should have seen them in the locker room after the game.
Yeah.
You thought it was like a bunch of 6, 7, 8-year-old kids running around at a birthday party. I mean, they had the lights out and some disco music going. I don't want to give away all the details, but they were excited, and you're happy to see that for them because they work so hard. They put in a lot of time and effort, and it was just a great night, all around. So thank you to our fans, and I also got to give my mother-in-law a shout-out because she had to take care of my wife for the last week, 8 days down in Atlanta, Georgia. So I know they'll probably be listening. So thanks to my mother-in-law and my father-in-law for taking care of my wife and whatnot. So anyway,
she's missing all the snow right now.
She is missing all the snow, but don't worry, we'll have lots. And she loves the snow. She'll be out cross-country skiing and doing all that stuff. She actually can't wait to get back.
Yeah. All right, Coach. Well, enjoy the week. It's going to be, a tough week of practice for the guys, getting them ready for that big Bowling Green series. Bowling Green, by the way, taking on Anchorage this weekend. We'll see how that goes. We're tied with them right now in the standings. It's going to be a huge weekend in a couple weeks.
Well, a lot of big weekends, and all we can do is get ready to play at Bowling Green and go in there and make sure we put on our game faces and have our best games. Those got to be our best games of the year, and that's how we're going to approach it.
That's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We'll be back again next week previewing the Bowling Green series, 10 o'clock on Monday morning right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Again, the Huskies with a three-point weekend against Minnesota State. Coach is, of course, thanking the fans again for coming out, even with the horrible weather we had on Saturday night. Great crowd, over 3,100. That's the Mel Pearson Show. Thanks for tuning in here on Mix 93.